This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Esther Chamakili. At just 7 years old, Jarrell Anthony already drives a golf ball more than 100 yards. The golf prodigy from Hoover has won several tournaments, sometimes playing against kids twice his age. Jarrell is in Pinehurst, North Carolina this week, competing with more than 1,400 children in the World Championship Kids Golf Tournament. I caught up with Jarrell and his family at a practice in Birmingham before the competition. Jarrell Anthony is by far the best-dressed golfer at the Oxmoor Valley course on this hot afternoon.
These clubs, this one is hitting off the tee. These can hit off the tee. All of them can hit off the tee.
It's important to look the part, even when you play as well as he does. In his silky red polo shirt, black cargo shorts, and sparkling white Ricky Fowler golf shoes, Jarrell explains the most important tools of the trade. His golf clubs.
The bigger their club is, the farther it will go. You see, my six is bigger.
It is. It's a little longer there, yeah.
This club will hit it shorter because you see the face. You see.
Jarrell plays several sports. Funny enough, golf isn't even his favorite. It's basketball. His love for golf started when he was a toddler.
The first time that I saw my dad playing on the golf course, I saw him when I was 2 years old.
Jarrell's dad, Curtis Anthony, would take him to the golf course, where he would hit balls off a tee with a set of little plastic golf clubs. That's when Curtis first noticed his son's talent. Now, the second grader has a set of professional golf clubs and competes against kids twice his age. Jarrell's coaches say he's everything an instructor could dream of.
If you're going to hit this shot, good. And that actually has a little cut spin.
It could.
That's right.
Chip Thomas is Jarrell's private coach. He says Jarrell is special. He's so special that Thomas stepped away from his wife and newborn baby, with her blessing, to train Jarrell for the tournament in Pinehurst.
Good, you just gotta aim a little further right, but good.
I know how to draw it. I'm gonna do it my way. I turn. Can I do a draw?
Jarrell isn't shy about disagreeing with Thomas, okay, who says that's a good thing.
I want someone to have a little stubbornness, a little, you know, idea of their own of what to do. And so then you're more of, you know, of a consultant. You're more of guiding them towards the target as opposed to teaching them. You know, you teach a baby, but you know, coach, you know, an adult.
Thomas is African-American, and this is important. Jarrell is also black and noticed early on there aren't a lot of professional golfers that look like him. Curtis says people are constantly comparing his son to Tiger Woods, the most recognizable black golfer. But Jarrell is too young to have seen him play. That's when Curtis decided it was time to unleash the Tiger through YouTube.
He sees Tiger Woods for 15 minutes, and now he's one of his favorite golfers. And I know it has something to do because he looks like him.
Curtis says he and his wife, Caprenia, are trying to instill an entrepreneurial spirit in their son through golf that will hopefully stay with him as he grows. With the help of his parents, Jarrell has created a brand, Jay Golfer, through which he sells golf apparel.
That's what I'm most proud of and I'm most excited about because his little light goes off every time he makes a sale. We practice business words like inventory, profit. So that's the part I'm excited about.
But most importantly, Curtis and Caprenia are teaching Jarrell to have fun and be a kid. After all, he is still only 7. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.